From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the award-winning Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 7th, and happy heavenly birthday to NFL Hall of Famer Johnny Unitas.
The Colts at the line of scrimmage. Flanker to the right, the ends are tight. Unitas takes, he gives to Amici, and the ball game is over. Alan Amici has scored the touchdown, and the Baltimore Colts are the professional football champions of the world.
I'm Keith Ippolito, and here are your stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Man sentenced to 15 years in prison for aggravated stalking. Man arrested after elderly Cherokee County woman targeted an international scam. Cherokee schools leaders named Goshen Spirit Award winners. Plus, Bruce Jenkins sits down with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets to discuss the extensive list of ingredients found in foods. We'll have all this and more coming up in the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority.
39-year-old Christopher Mackey Kaufman was sentenced to 15 years in prison for aggravated stalking and violating a family violence order, marking his fifth conviction in 8 years for harassing the same victim. Despite previous court orders, Kaufman continued to harass his ex-girlfriend using contraband cell phones from prison. The sentencing judge imposed a 35-year term with 15 years to serve, emphasizing the severity of aggravated stalking and its impact on victims. Support for domestic violence victims is available through the Cherokee Family Violence Center. 27-year-old Parth Patel, a resident from Ontario, Canada, has been apprehended in Cherokee County for his involvement in an international scam that defrauded an 80-year-old woman of nearly $300,000. The scheme, executed by fraudulently posing as Amazon representatives, enticed the victim into purchasing gift cards, wiring money, and buying gold. Accused of felony criminal intent and felony conspiracy to commit a crime, Patel was identified as a lower-level participant in a larger network believed to operate out of India and the UK. The arrest was the culmination of a cooperative investigation involving the Cherokee Sheriff's Office, FBI, and the Homeland Security. In response to this incident, authorities have issued public warnings to remain vigilant against similar scams, emphasizing the importance of skepticism towards unsolicited calls, the risk of gift card payments, and the necessity of discussing scam awareness with vulnerable family members. Mayor Quinn Schulte and John Carter from Cherokee County School District were honored with the 2024 Goshen Spirit Award, acknowledging their significant contributions to supporting foster youth in Goshen Valley. Presented during the Goshen Valley Spring Luncheon, this award celebrates their selfless dedication and the positive impact of their efforts within the community. Both Quinn Schulte, a student support specialist, and Carter, an assistant principal at Teasley Middle School, have played pivotal roles in providing homes and support services, showcasing their commitment to the welfare of children. Their achievements make a significant contribution to the well-being of Goshen Valley's youth. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. Back in a moment.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the Metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Cherokee County announces an open house on May 16th to seek public input on the Wildcat 6's road project. The initiative targets alleviating traffic congestion and fostering high-quality commercial development around I-575 and 6's Road intersection. Following comprehensive traffic studies and planning by various agencies and Kimberly Horn Associates, the project is moving forward. The event set at Woodstock Library will include a presentation and a platform for public feedback. Additionally, an online survey will be accessible post-event. Public participation is deemed vital for its success, and further updates are available at wildcat.cherokeega.com. The Canton City Council has officially approved a $500,000 loan to TBG Residential for the creation of Senior Affordable Housing Complex, the Summit at Hickory Creek. The loan is sourced from the American Rescue Plan Act and aims to address city's urgent housing requirements, especially for low-income seniors. The approved development will be situated at Martin Luther King Boulevard and Bluffs Parkway, featuring 192 units across two four-story buildings. Additionally, plans for future phases and the recreational use and development land are in place, marking a significant step towards enhancing the city's housing infrastructure for its senior residents.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. Are you stuck in a cooking rut? Be sure and pick up a copy of the Ingalls Table magazine. Look for it in your Ingalls Deli or find it online on our website, ingalls-markets.com, under the Recipes tab. It's full of recipes and cooking tips, as well as videos from regional celebrities and food bloggers.
And now, here's Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingalls Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingalls website at ingalls-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
All righty, Leah, lots of great questions from people emailing you. We get this latest one from Rachel. This is kind of interesting. So she's really overwhelmed at some products that have a long list of ingredients. So how do you decipher what is safe to eat and what's the deal with all these ingredients?
Well, I think, first of all, it's important to say that ingredients are not put in foods to make you sick. So food manufacturers are going to make sure that whatever is put in food is going to be items or ingredients that are approved by the FDA or generally recognized as safe. The reason there's a long list of ingredients a lot of times is to provide you with the information that you might need, especially if you have things that you're allergic to or sensitive to, so you can look for those things. What I also always think is really interesting is when you look at that long list of ingredients, they're listed in terms of how much is in the product. So it's in order of amount. So the first three or four ingredients, you know, are going to be what's in that product, what's the most in that product. And then as the list goes down and down, it becomes less and less, and maybe it's only a very trace amount, but still the manufacturer is going to put all those items in there for you. Some of those are flavoring agents, some of those are preservatives, emulsifiers, so that things can sit on the shelf in the store or in the freezer or in your own home and still be safe to eat, still have the color you expect and the taste and flavor you expect. You know, I'm sure like many of you, I look at food labels as well, but I'm not really that concerned about a long list. Because I think if you think about it as well, when you make a recipe in your own home, you put a lot of different ingredients into making something. Maybe you're making a dessert. It's not just going to have one ingredient or two ingredients. It might have 5 or 6 or 10 ingredients. And the same thing with maybe a casserole. So if you think about it that way, a lot of things that manufacturers and food makers make are going to have multiple ingredients because they each have their own little job to do in that food product. So go ahead and read the ingredients. If there's things that you're trying to avoid, avoid those. But I wouldn't be afraid of those individual ingredients.
Even though some of these ingredients are very hard to pronounce.
Right. Yeah, but some people have a hard time of pronouncing arugula, so there's that, right?
Ooh, that's good on a hamburger.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
Y'all ready for a foot-stomping, banjo-picking good time? Reinhardt University is proud to present the 2024 Bluegrass Festival featuring Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Bluegrass Band, Full Chord, and the Plate Scrappers. Grab your cowboy boots and circle May 10th and 11th. A one-day pass is just $25, while a two-day pass offers even more excitement for just $45. Kids are free. Come on down and experience the magic of bluegrass music in a beautiful setting. Visit Fellaini.com/event for all the details. And join us for a day you won't soon forget.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the Community Podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us on our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.